Okay, good evening, Rabbi Yisai. We welcome you to another wonderful Chumash here where you're holding in Parshas Koirach, Kapitel Yudches, Pasuk Aleph. Vayomer Hashem el Aaron, Hashem said to Aaron, Ata, you, Uvanecha, and your sons, Uveis Avicha, and your father's house, Itoch, with you, Tisu es Avoin HaMikdosh, shall bear the Averis of the Mikdosh. Ata, you, Uvanecha, Itoch, and your sons with you, Tisu, as avoin kuhunaschem, should bear the avera of your kuhuna. So Rashi, vayoymer Hashem el Aaron, Hashem said to Aaron, lemoisha omer. He said it to Moshe, sheyoymer la Aaron, that he should say it over to Aaron, lahaziroi al takonas Yisrael, to tell him about, to give him warnings about Klal Yisrael's well-being. Shalei konsul mikdash, that they should not enter the mikdash. Ata uvenechu veisavicha, you, your sons, and your father's house. Heim b'nei Kahos. These are the sons of Kahos. Avi Amran, who was the father of Amram. Tisu es avoin hamikdosh. They should bear the avera of the mikdosh. Aleichem ani matil oynesh hazarim. Upon you I place the punishment of the zarim, the people that are not kehanim. Sheyechtu beiske advorim hamukdoshim. We'll do an avera in the gaya matter. An inyan that's the gaya kodesh. Hamasurim lechem, that's given over to you to care for. Hu ha'oil, that's the oil, via aroin, the aroin, via shulchan, and the shulchan, and klia kodesh, and all the klia kodesh. Atem teishu taziru, you, Moshe told the kehanim, and from the Kahos family, you should sit down and warn them, as kol zor habo liga, every non-koyin who comes to touch these kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. Viata uvanecha, and you and your sons, the kehanim. Tisu es avoin konaschem, they should carry the avera of their kohuna, she'ena mesuru l'alavim, because it's not given over to the levim. V'taziru alavim ha'shoigim, we should warn the levim that are shoigig, she'loi yigu aleichem, that they should not touch you, ba'avoidaschem, in your avoida. Pasuk beis, v'gam es achecho matei levi, also your brothers from the shevet of levi, shevet avicha, the shevet of your father, hakrevi toch, you should draw them near with you, v'ilavu alecha, and they should be joined to you, v'yishar sucha, and be misharis to serve with you, serve to you, v'ata uvanechi toch, lifnei oyel ha'edus, you and your sons with you should be before the oyel ha'edus. Zok Rashi, v'gam es achecha, you and also your brothers, b'nei Gershon u'b'nei Merari, the sons of Gershon and the sons of Merari, v'ilavu, this means v'yischaber aleichem, they should be mischaber to you, Lahazar gam heim es hazarim, they also to warn the zarim, milikra valeim, against coming close to them. Vishar sucha, and they should be misharis, bishmiris hasha'arim, that's what was guarding the gates of the chotzer, of the oil mayed, ulemana ismahem, and appointing among them gizborim, vamraklim, these are the managers and the gizborim that take care of all the inyanim of the mikdosh. Pasuk gimel, vishamru mishmarticho umishmeris kola oil. They should be shomer. They should safeguard your mishmeres and the charge of the entire oil. Ach el klei hakodesh, but only to the klei kodesh. Ve'el hamizbeach, and to the mizbeach lo yikrovu. They should not come close. They should not approach it. Ve'lo yamusu, and they will not die. But if they do, then they will. Gam heim, gam atem. They as well as you. Zok Rashi. Oh, pasuk dalit. Ve'nilvu alecha. They should be joined to you. Ve'shamru es mishmeres oil moyed. They should be joined to you and be shomer the mishmeres of the oil moyed for the entire avodah of the oil. Vizar lo yikrav aleichem, and no zar that's not a koyin should approach you. So Rashi, vizar lo yikrav aleichem, eschem ani mazir al kach. It's you that I warn about this. Pasuk hey, yushmartem eis mishmeres hakodesh. They should safeguard the mishmeres of the kodesh and the mishmeres of the mizbeach. So there will be no more anger and wrath against the bnei Yisrael. So like there had been, shenemar, it says ki yotza kesef, because the anger, the wrath has gone out. Pasuk vov, vani, and I, hine, behold, lokachti esacheichem alevim mitoich bnei Yisrael. I have taken your brothers, the levim from among the bnei Yisrael. Lochem matono nisunim. They are given to you as a matona, as a gift. Lahashem, for Hashem. La avoides oil moyed. To do the avoida of the oil moyed. Zogt Rashi, lochem matana nesum, to you they're given as a matana. Yochel, a person might think, lavoidaschem shel hedyit, to use the avoida for the kohanim privately, meaning when they're not doing the avoida of the Beis HaMikdash. Talmud Loimer says, no, la Hashem for Hashem, k'mashim furish lamaylo, lishmar mishmeres gizborin v'amrakam. That pshat is to keep charge of all the managers of the Mikdash. Pasuk Zayin, v'ata and you v'nechi itchach and your sons with you tishmeru es kunaschem should be shomer, safeguard your kohuna l'chol dvar mizbeach nageya every inyan in the mizbeach only mi beis la paroiches v'avadetem and with what's within the paroiches and you shall serve, you should do the avoida avoidas matona etein es kunaschem. I have given you your kohuna as an avoida, this is a matona via a gift, via zor hakariv yumos, and any zor who's a non-kohen who approaches is chayiv misa, he should die. So Rashi, avoid this matana. What does that mean? V'matana nesatim lochem. I've given to you as a matana. Pasuk ches. V'yadaber Hashem el Moishel. V'yadaber Hashem el Arin. Hashem spoke to Arin, and he said like this: V'ani and I hine nosati lochoes mishmeres trumosi. Behold, I have given you the mishmeres of my trumas. L'kol kotchei v'nei Yisrael, for all the kotchim of the b'nei Yisrael that they're going to be makiv, l'cho nesatim l'moshcha, I've given them to you, for l'moshcha means for distinction, ul'vonecha, and for your sons, l'cho k'oilam, for as a an eternal chelik, an eternal portion. So Rashi v'ani, hinei nesati l'cho b'simcha, I've given it to you b'simcha, l'oshin simcha huzeh, this l'oshin of hinei is an expression of simcha, v'kamoi v'gam hinei hu yoytzi l'krosecha, like it says, he's going out to meet you, it says, V'roacha, and he'll see you, V'samach b'libe, and he's going to rejoice in his heart. Mashal l'melech shenasin sad l'oyeve, this can be compared to a king who gives a field to his friend. V'leikosav l'eichosav, he didn't write or sign a document that he's transferring him this field. V'leihele bar koyim, he didn't have this transaction brought up in the beizdin, in the court. Bo echad, so a person comes, V'ir el asada, and he starts claiming the field, he says, it's mine. Amalei Amelech, so the king said to his close friend, Kol Misha Yirtza Yavai, whoever wishes he could come, V'yar l'negdecha, and protest against you. Hareini Koisev v'Koisev l'cha. Therefore I'm going to write, right now a document, I'm going to sign it. I'll write it and I'll sign it, and then everybody will know it's yours. U'may l'bar koyim, I'm going to write it in the courts. Afkan, same thing over here. L'fisha ba, koyrach, since koyrach came. V'ir k'neged Aaron al-kuna, and he protested against Aaron. Over the kahuna, Bo Hakosav the Torah comes and says, V'nosan lain gives him, Esim v'arba matanis kahuna, 24 matnis kahuna, bevris melech oilam, with it says, an eternal bris of salt. V'lekach nismacha parsha, zulakan, that's why this parsha of the matanis of the kahuna is mentioned over here, to the sheiches of Koyrach. So the Sfasama speaks out over here, that it's interesting, Koyach was pointed by Moshe, he says, Madua tisnasu al kal Hashem. Moshe who excelled, he was the Moshe Anav Mikolodim, he's the biggest Anav that ever lived, that's what he starts chappering him by. It's very interesting, he brings from the Rebbe from Pashischa, Rebbe Simcha Bun from Pashischa, the Sfasamas in this week's Pasha, that the Nakuda that he was Metsuyan in, that's the one he starts chappering. Same thing over here, the Nakuda that Aaron was Oyev Shalom, Raidev Shalom, he starts being Ma'ar against that Kohuna also. Mishmeres Trumasi, Sha'ata tzarech l'shamram b'tahara, that you have to guard them in tahara, in purity. L'moshcha l'gedula. What does that mean? That means for greatness. Pasuk tes. Ze'yi l'cha mikoydish hakadoshim min ha'esh. This should be yours from the koydish hakadoshim, from the fire. Kol karbonam, all their karbonos. L'chol k'minchasam, and all their minchos. L'chol chatasam, and every chattas that the korban chattas they're going to bring, l'chol asham, any korban asham, asher yeshivu li, kodesh kadoshim l'cha, hu ulevenecha. And all these korbanos which they return to me, are kodesh kadoshim, it should be yours and your sons. So k'drashim in a'esh, from the fire, la'achar k'toros ha'ishim, after the k'toros of the fires are set with smoke, kol korbanam, these are the karbanos of Shal Mitzibur, Minchasam, this is the Minchas, Chatasam, Ashamam, Kemashmon. What does that mean? That's the Pashup Shah, like it sounds. The Korban Asham. Asher Yeshiva Leave, which they return to me, Zegezel Ger. This is if someone steals from a Ger. Pasuk Yud, Bekoydish Akadashim Teichalenu. In the Koydish Akadashim, you shall eat it. Kol Zachar Yoichaloisoi. Every Zachar may eat it. Doesn't mean he has to eat it. He may eat it. Kodesh yiloch. It should be kodesh for you. Zok Rashi, b'kodesh hakadoshim teichlu v'goymer. Limed al kotchei kotchim. This teaches about kotchei kotchim. She'ein echalim ele ba'azor. That they may be eaten only in the azoro of the Beis HaMikdosh. L'zichrei kohuna. And dafka to the zecharim of kohuna. The males of kohuna are allowed to eat it. Dafka. Pasuk Yud Aleph, v'zeh l'cho tshumas matanam l'chol tnufayz b'nei Yisrael l'cho nesatim l'uvanechol v'levneisech yitcho l'chok oylom. V'zeh l'cho tshumas matanam. And this is, should be yours. L'chol tnufayz b'nei Yisrael l'cho nesatim. It means whatever set aside from their matanis, from all the tnufas of the b'nei Yisrael, I've given to you, nesatim, l'cho nesatim, I've given to you, l'vanecha, and to your sons, v'levneisech, to your daughters, yitcho, with you, l'chok oylom, for an eternal decree, an eternal chelek. Called tahor beveischa yoichal loisay. Anybody who's tahor in your house is allowed to eat it. May eat it. So trashi trumas matanam. What is a set aside from their matana is that refers to amura min atayri, something that's set aside for a carbon taida. Amura min atayda umei shlamim or from a carbon shlamim umei el nazir from the aisle of the nazir. L'chol tenufa is from all the tenufas shari elu tun and tenufa because we see these require tenufa. Kol tohar v'loy tmeim, not someone that's tamei. Kol tohar l'rabbis ishtoi. That includes, comes to be married by the kohen's wife. Pasuk yud beis koil chaylev yitzor. All the best of your oil. V'chol chaylev tirosh, and all the best of your wine. V'dogon and grain. Reishisam, their first, asher yitnu l'Hashem, which they give to Hashem, l'chon nisatim. To you, I have given them. So Rashi, reishisam, their first, he truma gadoilu. This refers to truma gadoilu. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Bikurei Kol Asher Be'artzom. The first fruits of everything that's in their land, Asher Yaviu LaShem L'cha Yiye, which they bring to Hashem, it should be yours. Kol Tohor Beveischa Yechalenu. Any person that's Tohor in your house may eat it. Pasuk Yud Dalit Kol Cherim BeYisrael L'cha Yiye. Anything a Cherim that means that it was confiscated, consecrated by property. In Klal Yisrael, that l'chayi that belongs to you. Pasuk Tezvav, kol peter rechem. Every peter rechem, that's the first one that comes out of the womb. L'chol basar, of any basar, asher yakrivu l'Hashem, that they're going to offer to Ribbono Shel Olam. Ba'odam, whether if it's from a man. Uvabeim, of an animal. Yiyaloch, it should be yours. Ach podoi sifte eis b'chora odam, ve'eis b'chora behema tmeo tifte. The only thing is that you have to redeem the bechor of a person, of a man, and the bechor of any animal that's tamei, you shall redeem. Pasuk tezayin, ufeduyav mi ben chodesh tifte. And those that are going to be redeemed, it means from 1 month you should redeem it. Be'erkecho kesef means according to the value of the evaluation of its how much it's worth. Chameshes shkolim, it means 5 silver shkolim. Kesef chameshes shkolim, right? B'shekel ha-kodesh, from the holy shekel. Esrim geiro hu, how much is that? That's 20 geiro. Pasuk yudzayin, ach b'chor shor. But the firstborn of a shor, of an ox. Oy b'chor kesef, of the firstborn of a sheep. Oy b'chor eiz, of the firstborn of a goat. Lo yisifte, you shall not redeem. Kodesh heim, they are kodesh. Es damam tizrek alam esbeach. Their blood, you have to be zayirik on them, is beach. Veschelbom, and their fats, takdir, you should cause up to go and smoke. Isha lireach nichoyach l'Hashem. It has to be a fire korban, a pleasing fragrance to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Pasuk yudches uvesarim yiloch. Their basar, their flesh should be yours. Kachazeya tnufa, like the chest of the tnufa. Uchashoy kayimin, and like the right leg, l'choyiyeh, it should be yours. Zakdrashi kechasei atnufa chashoyka yamin shel shlamim. This refers to korban shlamim. Shenachalim lekayhanim. The kayhanim could be eaten by kayhanim. Lenshem, by their wives. Vlevneim, their children. Vlevdeim, and their slaves. Lishnei yamim v'layla echad, for 2 days and 1 night. Afa bechor. So too the basar of a bechor nechal could be eaten lishnei yamim for 2 days v'layla echad and 1 night. L'chayi, it should be yours. Bar Rabbi Kiva limit. The Heilige Tanner Rabbi Kiva came and he taught us. Hoysev l'cha kosev, the Torah adds for you, havaya acheres, another thing of being. Shalitoim, a person shouldn't say kechazav v'shoik shel toida, like the bechor, that the bechor is like the chaz and the shoik of a korban toida. She'ain nechel el liyam v'layla. You can only eat it for one day and a night. So you shouldn't say that. Pasuk yutes koil chumas hakadoshim. Everything that is set aside from the kodesh, asher yirimu v'nei Yisrael Hashem, that from the b'nei Yisrael that we're going to set aside to Hashem. Nasati l'cha l'vanecha v'l'vneisecha itcha l'chak oylam. I have given it to you, to your sons and your daughters with you, as a chak oylam, as an eternal portion. Bris melech oylam, it is an eternal bris of salt. He l'fnei Hashem, before Hashem. L'cha, for you, l'zaracha, for your offspring itach, with you. So Rashi kol trumas hakadoshim, all the truma of that set aside from the kodesh mechibasa shel parsha zu, because of the preciousness of this parsha kolal b'tchila. The pasuk makes a general statement at the beginning, kolal b'sayif, and also makes a general statement of it at the end. Parat b'emz, and starts listing all the details of it in the middle. Bris melech oylam, koraz brisim aroin. The Rebbeinu Shlomo entered into a bris with aroin, b'dover abori, with something which is healthy, which means it doesn't spoil. Umiskayim, and it lasts forever. Umavri esachayim, and not only that, it makes others healthy, meaning it preserves other things against spoiling. It doesn't let it spoil. So the same thing over here is that kayhanim, that they also have the koyach to help preserve the lives of other people. That's what bris melech means. Bris melech, zakrashi, kabris akrusel melech, like the bris which was cut for salt, she'einem asriach lo'olam, that it never spoils. Pasuk chav, Vayoymar Hashem el Aroin. Hashem said to Aroin, Ba'artzim lo sinchol. In their land, you shall not have a Yerusha, a heritage. V'chelek lo yilecha b'soichem, and you shall not have a shear among them. Ani chelkelcha, I am your shear. V'nachloscha, and your heritage. B'soich b'nei Yisrael, among the b'nei Yisrael. So Rashi, v'chelek lo yilecha b'soichem, you shall not have a shear among them. Af b'bizim, meaning even in the spoils that they get from war. With that, Rabbi Yishev brings us up to Shvi. I just wanted to mention a piece from the Svasemis at the beginning of the parasha. Very important to know. Svasemis says, in the Indian from Koirach, at the beginning of Koirach, he says like this, V'zoyer HaKadosh. This was said in Tafresh Lamed Aleph in 1871, Parashas Koirach by the Svasemis. He says like this, V'zoyer HaKadosh, in the Heilige Zoyer, it says, Koirach choloik al sholoim v'shabbos. Koyrech was choylik on Sholem and Shabbos, Ayin Shom. The Isa, because it says, Ma'u Shabbos, what is Shabbos? Shmo, the Kutcher Brichu, that's the name of Hashem. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikri Sholem, because Hashem is called Sholem, La'asher, L'chol HaNevroim Nimshach Chiyus, Minakuda Achas, Shenikri Sholem, because all the creatures in the world get Chiyus from one Nakuda, which is called Sholem. Sheshleimus HaKoyl B'Nakuda Anal, the Shleimus of everything is in that Nakuda, Me'Hashem Yisborach HaMachaya Koyl, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Machaya everything. V'Isa, it says like this, Kochabrichu LaYosef Al Korsi, the Banishim does not sit on his throne, Korsi Yekiro, Adis Avidas B'Rozo De'Echod, until he does the Rozo De'Echod, V'Hu B'Shabbos, that's Shabbos, Shekol HaNevroim Oylem V'Nechlolim B'Nakuda Zois, Shenikri Rozo De'Echod, all the Nevroim go up, and the Nechlol, and this thing that's called Rozo De'Echod, Shuchiyas Pnimi Shebechol HaNevroim, that's the inner Chiyas of every Nivro, U'B'Shoyrish HaKoyl, and the Shoyrish of everything, Rak Nakuda Achas V'Nikri Rozo De'Echod, that's one thing, the Shoyrish of everything is called Rozo De'Echod. U'Pirish, what does it mean, this Avidas? Shenimshacha achtus toicha maisa v'yimei avoidem melacha. The achtus comes through the yimei maisa, person's doing something, and the days of avoidem melacha. Kemoshikosav, it says, lasei says hashabbos, limshoicha oros hashabbos l'yimei maisa, kemoshikosavnu b'mokam marib. Pshat is to be, the last of Shabbos means to be moishach the oros of Shabbos to the days of maisa. V'yesh lumad mikal v'choymer, de lo yosef v'chuloi. Mikol Shekin, it says like this: Sheshum Echad Miyisrael La Yuchal LeKarav Atzmai Believe Bitul LeKlolis Yisrael. Any Yochid in Klal Yisrael, Zokta Svasemis, cannot be Makarav himself without being Mevatel himself to the Klolis of Klal Yisrael. Shal Yedeza Yuchal Yibotel LeKolil B'Shoyrish Chiyus Akil Kanal, because then he could be Mevatel himself and Minichal on the Shoyrish of all the Chiyus of everything. Ukfar Noida Zokta Svasemis Ki Machlekes Koyrach. The Machlekes Koyrach Sherotze Shekol Echad Kefi Madrigosay. The Koyach wanted that everybody, according to his madrig and his koyach, b'avoydas Hashem yizborach yizkeloy la'atzma, that he should be zeicha only for himself. V'loy kein ha'yiritzoyna yizborach. That's not what Hashem's rotzin was. Rak liyas klal Yisrael v'lahem Kohen Gadol Echad Mizbeach Echad. The Baruch Hashem wanted to be one Kohen Gadol, one Mizbeach V'chulei, like it says in the Medrash. Sheyiskashru HaKlal B'Yachad Ador. That everything, all the Klal should be Mekusher in one Yachid. The Avodis Kol Echad Yibotel LaKlal. The Avodis of every Yachid should be Bottled to the Klal. The HaKlal B'Prat HaNal. And the Klal in that Prat that we said before. The Amr, it says Kol Eida Kulum Kedoshim. Bezoyar Kadosh, it says like this: Koyin Kadosh, Levi Torah. Koyin is called a Kadosh, Levi is called a Torah. Zok the Zoyar Kadosh. Ki Kadosh hu mitchilase. Kadosh means it's mitchilase. It's considered Kadosh. The Torah bo mevedase. Tahara comes from your avoid the litchis atuma when you're being matched the tuma. K'mayshe kasev, it says miyitein Torah mitami. So he says Vashem Yisborach bocher ba'aron haKoyin. Shem Yisborach was boicher in Aaron haKoyin. Li is Kadosh mirechem. Who vizaro yatzayf koladoris, that he should be kodesh merechem, him and his offspring, until all saif koladoris. Ve'ein zeh me'avidase, it's not from his own avoyde, rak mashen osan le'Hashem Yisbarach, that's what Hashem gave him, b'matona. It's not from his own avoyde. Ve'chein kosvu besvorim, al avoydes matona etein, chule, it says, kuhunaschem, shem nishmor me'Hashem Yisbarach, shalo yivol li'day shum tumah klal, that kleyanim are nishma from the Ribbono Shel Olam, that they should never come to any tumah. So through that, the kedusha of the kiyanim, the tara of the kiyanim, that's how kedusha comes to klal yisrael. But masha kosev, this masha omer, this what Koyrach said, kulam kedoshim emesoy. It's taku was true what they were saying to kulam kedoshim. Aval hoy b'koyach shedveikim ba'achtus hakedusha yidei Aaron koyin gadol shenikra kodesh. The whole thing that they were kulam kedoshim was good because of that they were dovik to Aaron kodesh, Aaron koyin gadol, who was the only koyin gadol that he was called kodesh, like it says in Divrei Hayom. It says that he set aside kodesh kadoshim. That's he said. Moshe Rabbeinu said like this: Va'aroin mahu. What's aroin? Ki kol shevach aroin shoyim muchan lekabel hashpoyes kedusha meshem Yisrael bli shine. What was the koyach of aroin? He said va'aroin hu ma kisalinu alov. Because the whole shevach of aroin akoyin was that he was muchan to be mekabel hashpoyes kedusha from the Ribbono Shel Olam without any shinoi. Like it says, Kamoish Shekosav, it says, Vayaskein Aaron, Shaloshino. Teaches you to Lahagat Shvachish Aaron that he was not Mishana. Shad is that's Aaron's Koyach, that he gets the Shef of the Kedushin on the Ribbono Shel Olam without a Shinoi. Avaloy Lashatev Koyach Atzmusoi. It's not to be Mishatev a Koyach of his own independent Koyach. Ki Yodatamachu Rakli Muchan, the Kedushas of Shem Yisbarach. Because the Aaron Akoyin knew himself that he's not his own independent Kaili. Shad is he's only a Kaili that's Muchan, the Kedushin of Ribbono Shel Olam. There was really no reason for the kin of Koyrach. Ki adarabu, bechinas Aaron hu abitul lagamri. Aaron is a bechinas like the Sfasemus from bitul lagamri. He's in ganzen bottle to Ribbono Shel Olam. Vezesh omer v'Aaron mahu kisalino olav. It says, what are you complaining? Aaron's in ganzen bottle to Ribbono Shel Olam. V'gam omer ma'at mikem ki ivdil eschem mikolo. It says v'chulei. Shalidei shoyi Koyrach toya. Koyrach was making a mistake. V'choshav koychi v'oitzim yodi. He thought it's his own koyach, not like Aaron. Aaron's in ganzen bottle to Ribbono Shel Olam. It's nishman egin a koyach. Everything I have is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Koyach was saying, no, koyach v'yotzim yodi, it's me. It's my own koyach. L'chein niskane, that's what caused him to have kinezok to svasemes. Avlim hoyo yideya, if he would have known, she'ain shum adam yochel geshes lavoydis ha-koydish, that no person could ever come close to avoydis ha-koydish, rak al yidei shehivdu l'kodesh baruch hu, ha-levim l'karvim alav, unless the Ribbono Shel Olam is mavdil him to be mekarved him towards him. If he would have known that, m'meilo ha-yimeivin u'maymin, so he would have understood and believed, ki kein nochin b'derech zeh, li is bottle l'klal. That, forget about your own atzmusay, and be bottled to the ganze klal. If he would have known that, ki im yi kol adam zoyche kifi maysev, a person is be zoyche l'fi his own yuchad ha-maysim, la yi ha-koyach l'shum beria, Lageshes alavoyd zakoidish kanal. So no yachid will ever be able to come to avoyd zakoidish because the whole thing is being mekashi yourself from the klal. So it comes out in the sasem as the whole inyan was koyach's toys was that I want to be koyach. I want to be beteich my own koyach v'yaitzim yadi. I don't want to be mevatel myself to Ribbono Shel Olam like Aaron was. And Aaron's ganze metzias of the sasem was bittel to Hashem. And therefore, that's melamed that we ask in Aaron that he was not Mishana. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying. Aaron, who maki salino alav? Why are you arguing on him? He's the Bechir Hashem. The Bechir Hashem was boichir him. And all the Yechidim are makasha to him, that they all become part of the chel, of the klal. That was Koyach's toys. He tried to be mavdil himself and say, we're going to go with my egin a Koyach. And that's what led him to this kinnah. That Rabbi Yishai will end today's shir.